Hello, Miss Rachel.
Hi, this is she. I'm sorry, I wasn't able to hear you.
I was thinking that. I'm sorry, my voice is still
Okay, no
hasn't
worries.
returned.
How can I help you?
I was trying to call you back and catch you the other day. I did get your email, but when I was trying to fill out the stuff, it was like questions about like me being a teen, but there was no way for me to state that I wasn't a teen or I don't have a parent guardian. I'm over the age of 18.
Okay, how about I can help you with the application. You're just gonna have to go to the email with a link to the application and reply yes, so I'll have access to it so I can see what went wrong.
Okay. I just had like a few questions on some of the
Okay, so you can just go to the email that I sent you originally, with the HR or the reminder, like the latest email.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, no, leave the dog. Nope. Oh. Is it the one that says HR coordinates? These the doc signs? You signs?
Yes, probably.
Okay. Okay. I did put my last name, first name, and my middle name because it only has my middle name highlighted.
Okay, great.
I put NA for apartment number because there's not apartment numbers.
Okay, good. Whatever you don't have, like an answer, you can just send me. Did you reply? Did you reply to the email?
For the question, you said just click for info.
No, right now. So if you reply to the email, I'll have access to your link. I can go into the
Oh,
application.
I'm sorry. Reply to the question.
Yeah, you could reply just yes to the email. Did you reply already? I just want to know if I
Oh,
could.
yes, I did. I
Okay.
went ahead and replied. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. I'm just going to wait for it to come into my emails here.
So I don't. So I wouldn't have to fill out form 3 and 4, correct?
Let me just see. Let me go to your, hold on. Let's see what's going on here. I'm sure why your email hasn't come in yet. You replied to the HR email?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Page 3 and 4 you had a question about?
Yeah.
Okay, 1. Oh, okay, got it. Let me see if I could go in, hopefully. Okay, I'm in. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, you had a question about page 3. Yeah, so you only have to fill out whatever is, like, highlighted.
Oh, okay.
Like, highlighted in the thing. So, like, you had a question about, so for page 4, you don't have to fill out because it's not highlighted, and then.
Okay. And that's what I had thought, but I know when I tried to go and submit, it told me I had, like, 43 errors.
Right. So I see 16 right now. Do you want me to go over it with you on the phone so I can submit it for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So first one is this. On the WOTC form, when I checked this box, it meant I agreed to the statement above. Okay, I've provided a private information on this application. Process of the program is done. It's me to explain the reason that choose to anyone I ask for a job, who gives me a job, or my workers. I agree to allow the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance to share my wage records. So basically, you know, you're familiar with the WOTC form?
I'm sorry?
Are you familiar with the WOTC program?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Okay. So it's basically a program that, it goes together with the New York Department of State of Health and the tax program. It just, it helps the company and the employee, but I don't know if the company actually submits it before, like, a year of the employees with them. So, this information is correct. Okay, so it's just like a company submits it sometimes, and it doesn't affect you in any way.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Are you under age of 40? So both.
I am under the age of 40. I'm 30.
Okay, great. Because both boxes were checked off. It's a bit complicated. Okay. Mom. Do you have a maiden name?
No.
Okay. No answer. I'm going to put no answer for this. Okay. And
so do I put yes for I am 18 to 24 years old? But I'm older, so do I put...
Let me see. What page is that?
That is page 1 of 2. For the WAP.com.
Okay. Let me see where that question is. What's the title of the page?
I'm sorry?
What's the title of the page? I'm sorry.
Work Opportunity Tax Credits.
Okay.
Hey, get up. Why is he doing that? Get up.
Trying to see where it is. I'm going, okay, oh, it says name and signature of the parent or legal guardian. Oh, okay, because, let me see where that question is. I don't know why they need a legal guardian for you.
Yeah, so I was going to say, because I'm older.
Okay, I know, let me see. Okay. Okay, am I 18 to 24 years old? You checked off yet? No. How old are you?
I am 30.
Okay. No, so. Okay, am I 16 or 17 years old and have the permission of my parent or guardian to submit? Wow, I don't know what this is. I'm just going to put no answer, okay?
Okay.
That's weird. Oh, it says if the subjected individual is under 18 years of age, but it's only if, so I put no answer. I'm not sure why they require for you to fill it out. I'm going to take note of that. Okay, let's see what else. You have six left. And then on the labor law document, that I have been getting this pay notice in English. Okay, yeah, the starting rate is 19. And your primary language is English, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, can I click finish for you?
Yeah.
Or do you want to look it over?
I was trying to figure out, at the bottom, do you sign for the agreement or no? For the underage one? No.
For the under, so I put, so it's only, you only have to put the underage, like a guardian, if you're underage of 18. So you're not underage of 18. So you.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay.
So I'm just going to finish it for you, and I'm going to sign everything, and you'll receive it in your email. Okay?
Okay.
So your next step would be sending me your IDs, okay? Okay, you're all set, okay?
Okay.
I'll find it once I receive your IDs because I have to put the IDs in your, like, what type of IDs in your I-9, okay?
Okay.
So we'll be in touch.
Alrighty, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.